Lord, grant that I may not so much seek to be loved, but to love. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today we gather to honour St. Francis of Assisi, patron saint of animals and the ecology. The person Francisco has inspired many across the centuries, especially those that reflect on his life's transformation to someone who saw all people, especially the poor, the animals, and all of nature, as interconnected. Very little is actually known about St. Francis, as there's been such a blending of fact and myth over the many centuries since his death in the 13th century. What we do know, though, is that Francis started his life as the son of a wealthy merchant, and he benefited from his family's status, living an early life of relative privilege. G.K. Chesterton, an English theologian, tells the story that one day Francis was in the marketplace selling velvet and fine embroideries. He was selling them to a powerful merchant. When, at the same time, a beggar came asking for alms, evidently in rather abrupt way. But Francis was a polite man and tried to deal with both the merchant and the beggar at the same time. But not satisfying the poor man, he left. And when the merchant had gone, Francis chased after the beggar like an arrow from a bow, Chesterton says. And after some time, he found them in the crooked streets of the village. He loaded him with money and vowed there before God that in all of his life, he would never refuse to help a poor person. It seems a fairly straightforward encounter between one person helping another. What's interesting for me, and hopefully for you too, is the way that Francis's life was completely changed from this one seemingly innocent encounter. Francis was transformed by this poor man because he clearly saw his humanness and his need. He saw the sacredness of the individual and became someone who recognized the inherent dignity of all of God's creation. Nothing was in the background for Francis. It was all dramatic and distinct. Francis became a humble man who pushed through the man-made boundaries and borders that had been created in his community. He very much saw that humankind was just one part of creation, and that the Creator was an inherent component of the birds of the air, the animals of the ground, the sun and the moon, and the planets all around us. Each was part of a greater whole, where interdependence was the key to its existence. St. Francis has impacted and influenced many people, not least being Pope Francis, who chose his papal name in honour of St. Francis. And he took the name because he too wanted to honour and care for the poor. Now, whether you like the Pope or not, I don't think we can help but to see God's light shining from him, as he demonstrates to the world the act of reaching out to see, to connect with, and to honour the poor, the sick, the hungry, the incarcerated, the refugee, and the disenfranchised people of our communities. He too sees the individual as distinct and not just part of the scenery of life. Our country and many others find themselves at this critical juncture in their histories, very much influenced by the politics of the country. But so much attention gets focused on the politics that the poor and the vulnerable and the world's ecology can easily be forgotten, or at least ignored. St. Francis has much to teach us about seeing those things which society often ignores. As Christians of much or a little faith, we try to be the light of Christ that shines for those that walk in the darkness of the world. Pope Francis called on the faithful to contemplate God's light and said that one special quality of God's people is their ability to see and to contemplate, even in moments of darkness. When Francis was in New York and he preached his sermon at the service at Madison Square Garden, one of the things he said was that Big cities conceal the faces of all those who don't appear to belong or are seen as second-class citizens. In big cities, beneath the roar of traffic, beneath the rapid pace of change, so many faces go unnoticed because they have, or they're perceived to have, no right to be there, no right to be part of the city. They are the foreigners and the children that go without schooling, those deprived of medical insurance, the homeless, the forgotten elderly. These people stand at the edges of our great avenues, in our streets, in deafening anonymity. They become part of the urban landscape, which is more and more taken for granted in our eyes and especially in our hearts. What struck me was the phrase deafening anonymity, that they just fall into the background of life. I find this a good reminder of our own life in this neighbourhood where we're experiencing rapid change. What would St. Francis say to us if he took a walk with us around our community? What would he notice and what would be his prayer? For certain, he would engage with all of us and point out the beauty of the trees and the flowers of the streets. St. Francis would have an affinity with our companion animals, the squirrels, the birds, and dare I say, even the subway rats. Each would be blessed as a valued component of our common life. The tradition of blessing of animals is rather contemporary celebration of the gift of love for all creatures that was at the heart of St. Francis's life. For many of us, our animals are our companions, and we welcome them into our homes and our lives because we share a mutual affection, not a creature for us to dominate or to exploit for our own benefit. Each creature possesses its own particular goodness and perfection, a reflection of their creator. Every act of cruelty towards one of God's creatures is contrary to human dignity. All of us can give all people and all creatures around us identity, awareness, and connection, just as St. Francis demonstrated to us through his transformed life. This requires nothing other than the heart of a child, one that is open to God's mercy and passion, to see the face in the crowd, the person at the gate, the stranger standing on the edge, and all of our creatures and all of nature. Jesus tells us that we will always have the poor with us, and we can extend those to those impacted by mental health, addiction, trauma, violence, bullying, and veterans of war. Each person will need our love, will need our attention, and will need our prayers. Our furry, scaly, and feathery friends also suffer and also need us to see them, to love them and to care for them as St. Francis did. Jesus said that if we feel burdened or weak, we can come to him, and we do this through prayer and through finding community together. Through God's Spirit, we can find rest in his work of transformation. Jesus' gentle and humble presence to each other and to our animals can teach us. The yoke is easy, and the burden is light. St. Francis saw the beauty of all creation, and in it God's radiance. God's light must shine through us in the darkness. We are called to always be ready to reach out and to see and connect. And when we make connection and give identity to the suffering, God's light shines just that little bit brighter in the world in which we live. St. Francis is celebrated and remembered today because he set his wonderful example of seeing God's love and light in all of God's creatures. His lived example shows us how to honour that gift and connect with all of God's creation so that nothing stands in that deafening anonymity. Amen.